KNOM Profiles.
Good job!
Way to go, Trowbridge!
Rollin Trowbridge from Nome earned the Red Lantern Award yesterday in Bethel in the 2014 Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race. Finishing with 10 dogs just before noontime, he successfully completed his very first sled dog race.
Does Bethel ever look so good to you?
Hi.
Welcome back to Bethel.
Sorry about the late.
Oh, no. We're all thrilled you made it before the banquet.
Me too. I'm thrilled I made it.
So talk about it, Roland. Well, you just spent 300 miles on the Kuskokwim, and this was your first race, a major race.
Well, the Overland Trail is so bare that I ended up pushing pretty much the whole way. We were in good shape till we hit that. These two guys are out of the game.
Roland got into Bethel yesterday morning. He had two dogs in his sled bag, which is what he's talking about. Eight were pulling on the line.
I don't know that I have another 5 miles left. I mean, he just went out. He's my main leader. I guess I've got a new leader now. So, wow. I think I've seen about every condition you can think of. I've been in overflow up to my, up mid-thigh. I had so much ice on my sled it would hardly move. There's just no way to describe it. They should make the Iditarod the prerequisite before you take this race.
But your team made it. You made it to Bethel. Your very first race. How does it feel to know that you have this race behind you?
Oh, man, it's an accomplishment, a major one. My brain's not even there yet. I think maybe another week I'll figure it out. I'm just proud of my dogs. They just kept at it.
Yeah, how are the dogs? What'd you learn from this team that you've put together the past few years?
Young dogs do better than old dogs. I mean, it's just like people, I guess. The beginning of the race, they went just like crazy. I mean, they got race fever. I was on the brake. All that stuff I had to push them through, I was beating myself. I can't believe the sled didn't blow up. They were just going nuts, and I had to drag on the whole way, all the way to pretty much halfway to Kalskag. And then they bonked. It was a pretty hard fall. They just overexerted themselves, and then I spent all day yesterday building them back up, and then we were going good today until we hit the Overland Trail, and they had to pull a little harder. They just didn't have it on them. So, wow.
So you traveled with Pete a little bit, and by Pete, I meant Pete Ryder, who is Pete Kaiser's handler. You know, heading down river. Yeah. How is that? How is that kind of
nice
traveling
have,
with other
it's,
people?
It's nice to have another person there. Actually, I learned a lot on the trail. I got to be the last person. So I got to see all the places where people fed. I got to see all their wipeouts. I got to see people-shaped imprints in the snowbank, where they broke through, where they got lost. And because I'm the last guy, it's kind of like, you can kind of chuckle because it's a highway for me. So it was kind of nice to have someone else mushing because, he'd pass me and then I would take off earlier than him. He would pass me. So I'm glad I did a lot of passing practice. Mm-hmm. So.
What was the craziest thing you saw out there? What's the craziest experience you had in this first race of yours?
I've never climbed a tree with my sled before. I got pretty good way up a tree with it. I've never been on overflow, so that was new to me to break through and all of a sudden be, practically up to my waist in water. The dogs don't care. They thought it was fun. I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Do you think you'll be back next year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't give up something like this.
And so your next race is the Kobuk 440, is that
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, that's going to be a little more preparation, I'll be a little more prepared. And I took this race just to go to school, and I got a schooling, that's for sure. I'm glad I did it.
Any final thoughts, Roland?
We need more people willing to just go out and race. and start doing this stuff. Otherwise, mushing's gonna be just for the elite, just for the upper crust. And you know, you can't run a mushing. You can't have a sport with just 5 or 6 families, really. And so it's doable. If I can do this, anybody can do this. So.
Thanks, Rollin. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Rollin Trowbridge at the finish line in Bethel. With 10 dogs, 2 in his sled. His family is here, his 2 daughters, along with his wife, Deb, and Deb's sister. So he has a nice entourage here to greet him in Bethel. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Lorelei Kinneen.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.